join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it's your Mary Travel duo, Robert, Mary, now back with you for more RM World Travel and Destination Spotlight number 36 in our series, located in the 28th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1845, known as the Lone Star State. Before we turn our attention to the terrific city of San Antonio, Texas, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Well, as many of you have voted in our latest travel polls, you are hoping for new luggage this Christmas season. And for the perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. We encourage you to upgrade to a premium travel experience with their Platinum Elite Collection. It combines thoughtful innovation, which Travel Pro is known for, with sophisticated style.
You can also take your travels to new lights with their MaxLite 5 line, as it's as durable as ever and ultra lightweight. Whether it's the Platinum Elite that we like, MaxLite 5 that Rudy uses, or pieces from their other collections, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check out TravelPro.com for specials, free shipping, and more. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Now we're going to turn our attention to San Antonio for the next few minutes as Maggie Thompson is holding on the line. She's the executive director of the San Antonio Riverwalk Association.
Hello, Maggie. We appreciate your time for our RM World Travel Destination Spotlight in San Antonio.
Well, thank you, Robert and Mary, for having me. I look forward to talking with you this morning.
Well, we're looking forward to San Antonio. Always enjoy it. You know, I think when most people hear San Antonio, they associate it with the Alamo, and that makes sense as it is the most visited historical site in Texas. But what keeps us coming back and makes your city unique, it's the Riverwalk. So for someone who's never had the opportunity to venture along the Riverwalk, share with us briefly the range of things it offers and why it is so special.
Well, the Riverwalk actually is that and Alamo combined, the number one destination in the entire state. So we get around 13 to 14 million visitors a year. So we're doing something right. They love it. From lights, holiday lights, and restaurants and hotels that overlook the beautiful Riverwalk, and then umbrellas everywhere, retail stores. It's just, and it has a beautiful cultural feel to it. So people love coming to the Riverwalk. Just feels good to be down there.
I 100% agree, and we've had the pleasure of exploring it in the summertime. So I'm curious, you know, we're about to celebrate Christmas in 10 days, but as our audience considers their travel plans for 2019, I'd love to know what it's like celebrating on the Riverwalk, maybe at New Year's, Mardi Gras, I've heard is big, St. Patty's Day, or even in the summer with 4th of July and Memorial Day. What's it like?
Well, we keep the Riverwalk holiday lights and the trees on past the first week of January. So even if you come New Year's, it's wonderful. The Parks Department, we have a wonderful tower from Hemisphere, our Tower of the Americas. They have a huge free New Year's Eve party where fireworks abound off the tower. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful New Year's destination. And you mentioned Mardi Gras, which has now become a really, really fun event in our city, especially downtown. We have a river parade, about 12 highly decorated boats, people dancing around. It's very sane. We keep it clean and family-oriented and have jazz boats that go for about four nights before Fat Tuesday.
Oh, how fun.
It's a wonderful event.
Well, a lot of the holidays. You know, I think staying at a hotel along the Riverwalk and being able to walk out the door and catch a boat ride, it's probably as an American experience as you can get to Venice, but the Riverwalk doesn't flood. You drain it and clean it, which is a good thing. So since it's actually a public park, you do pay for the boat rides, but you can enjoy so much of the Riverwalk for free. What's your favorite thing to do, Maggie?
Well, the boat rides are the most popular, and they give you a wonderful, the guides on the boat, the drivers, give you a wonderful history of the Riverwalk, and people love that, and they get to see public art in addition, and they love getting, especially at the holidays, or any holiday we have. Since the Riverwalk usually has some decor abounding, people get to experience it even better on the boat. So I love being able to encourage people to ride the boat.
So, Maggie, the food scene in San Antonio is super hot right now, but I do want to briefly mention Mission San Jose, one of your five UNESCO World Heritage missions, which I think gets overlooked, and the San Antonio Museum of Art, which I happen to love. It's located in the restored Lone Star Brewery. Wouldn't you agree that they are also worth a visit when in San Antonio, in addition to all of the great restaurants?
Yes, especially the World Heritage designation. Our missions are over 300 years old, some of them, and the historical value in the tours and the way that they've been kept up, they're beautiful. We are now, I think we've been designated actually by the United Nations as one of the top gastronomic cities, mm-hmm. if I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah.
So our food scene, it sounds so... Yeah,
well, San Antonio food. And food. Listen, yeah. Austin is known.
That's quite an honor, though.
San Antonio is a great food town. There's no question about that.
Yeah, we have all different types of food imaginable. Every culture is visited with our food scene. So, yeah.
Well, Maggie, before we let you go, for members of our audience, what will surprise them about the city and entice them to come visit?
I think the most surprising is we are the 7th largest city in the entire United States. We have about 1.3 million folks. It's sprawled out, so it doesn't feel that crowded. And we get a great hometown feel, especially downtown. But being that large, we're a hidden gem. People don't know that we're the 7th largest in the country.
And how are you basing that?
Mm-hmm. On population.
Mm-hmm. Population. Interesting. All right. I know because mm-hmm. we're in the media world, so that puts you at market like 34 or 5, I guess. But from population, interesting that you say that. All right. Well, there you are. So that's good to know. Thanks for your time today, Maggie. And, folks, if you want to find out more, it's very easy. Just go to thesanantonioriverwalk.com. Have a great day, okay?
Okay, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Take care, Maggie. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, there is San Antonio, Texas.
The Riverwalk. Great place. Those jazz boats sound like a blast for Mardi Gras.
They do. Really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Go check it out, folks. That's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. Don't forget that you can find all the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. We still have a whole other hour coming up. When Mary, Rudy, and I return, we're going to get right back to talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.